Luke 2:10-11 say, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." The day referred to in Luke 2:11 is almost certainly not December 25th on our calendars. That day is known as Christmas Day, and is thought by many people who don't study to show thyself approved unto God to be the birthday of Jesus. It is not. But because December 25th gained popularity as the annual date to celebrate when the incarnation, as we call it, when God the Son, Jesus Christ, took upon himself human flesh in order to grow up and die for the sins of the world, then many other traditions and practices have grown up around Christmas Day. And one of these is the 12 days of Christmas. And contrary to what most Americans seem to believe, the 12 days of Christmas is not a countdown to Christmas, but a count that begins on Christmas Day and ends on the 12th day of Christmas, which would be January 5th. That then marked a day of celebration called Twelfth Night. For an idea of what that was like originally, see Shakespeare's play by that name, Twelfth Night. A lot of false legends and claims distort this tradition of the 12 days of Christmas. For example, Roman Catholics like to tell the tale of the 12 days of Christmas being a coded catechism for English Catholics who lived under the rule of Protestant kings and queens. The story goes like this, quote, "From 1558 until 1829, Roman Catholics in England were not permitted to practice their faith openly. Someone during that era wrote this carol as a catechism song for young Catholics," end quote. And that is not true. That statement comes from a Mary worship website called CatholicTradition.org and was then reprinted by the Catholic News Agency on their website, and it's fiction. The earliest printed form of the poem, before it was turned into a song in the 20th century, was the year 1780, and it is believed to have originated in France or Scotland, not in England. These false stories about the 12 days of Christmas being a coded Catholic catechism are repeated by Catholics, but are also promoted by anti-Christmas holiday hunter types to support their war against Christmas as they tried to paint all Christians who observe Christmas as being sellouts to the Pope and Catholicism. But it's simply not based in fact. Numerous reports, like one from the Wisconsin State Journal titled "The Origins of the 12 Days of Christmas," make the following statement, quote, "The song has long been suspected to have been a way for Catholics in Britain to teach their children the catechism, as the 1700s was a controversial period for Catholicism in that country. However, no documentary evidence exists in support of that theory, and many historians feel it is inaccurate," end quote. And that's an understatement. It might surprise you to know that one of the clearest refutations of the Catholic claim on the 12 days of Christmas can be found on the National Catholic Register website in an article published December 30, 2017, titled, "Are the 12 days of Christmas a secret Catholic code?" The subtitle of that article refutes the Catholic 12 days claim, saying, quote, "The source of this legend of the code dates only from the 20th century," end quote. In other words, it's a recent fabrication by certain Catholics trying to lay claim to the 12 days of Christmas for the Catholic faith, and it's simply false. I'm not promoting the observance of the 12 days of Christmas, and I've never held or participated in a 12th night celebration as portrayed in the Protestant Shakespeare play. But our purpose is to present the truth and help Bible believers avoid either believing in or promoting false information. So may we suggest that if you see someone posting these false claims about the 12 days of Christmas and its connection to Catholicism on social media, or you hear some preacher or teacher repeating those false claims, share a link to this holiday devotion. And if that person is honest and wants to know the truth, they can look up our references and receive correction so they will no longer repeat the false claims of Roman Catholics who try to lay claim to the 12 days of Christmas. As 1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Merry Christmas.